It hasn't been easy for teachers in Wisconsin over the past year. Not only are they seeing smaller paychecks and next to no collective bargaining rights, some say they've been scapegoats in Governor Walker's war on public employees. Joining me is Steve Streaker, a high school teacher in Janesville who's been documenting it all on his blog, One Teacher's Perspective. I'm sure you've heard Governor Walker say schools are the same or better than they were before he took office. From your perspective, is there any truth to that?
No, a comment like that is completely laughable. Those of us live in his reality, it's our nightmare. We're practicing triage, trying to keep together the cuts that have been instituted as part of his savings measures. At my school, at Parker High School in Janesville, we've had our counseling staff cut in half. We've had our social worker support cut in half. And this is at a time when we're at the highest levels ever in our school's history of poverty rates. We're nearing close to 50%. And, so we have more needs than ever before. And we have less counseling service, guidance service that needs to be happening, and less staff around. In our entire school district, we had 110 positions cut last year. We are up there as one of the worst hard hit districts in the state, and it's really insulting when he makes comments like that. I'm being emotional here because it is emotional, and it hurts.
Why do you think that there are some people who are so ready to buy into what he's saying? I mean, have you encountered people in your community who believe that schools are doing just fine?
Well, when you have tens of millions of dollars funneling the airwaves, it can cover up through propaganda, what's really happening. And it's hard to get the message out. I got a neighbor that he was questioning me about some of the stuff, trying to be informed, but he was citing the commercials that run on his television during the news programs and the pro-Walker ads. And, they're believable. They're very well done. They're specially done. They're paid for by big money. And so the stories of the people with not as much dollars to fund the message, they're not being told.
What story do you want to get out? What does every voter in this state need to know about education in Wisconsin?
Well, I think, looking back to the beginning is, this myth that that something needed to drastically be different. We were on track as a state, one of the top states in education. The funding that was there was needed and was showing results. And as part of all these cuts, he's instituting these reforms he hopes to implement at the same time. And so there's a perception that we haven't been succeeding, that we need an overhaul, the system needs to be gutted, and maybe there's something good coming out of all of this. And it's just not true. Has had detrimental effects. If this continues, we could go down a road public education will not succeed.
I'm talking with Steve Streaker, a high school teacher in Janesville and also a blogger, documenting what it's like to live under Governor Walker's reforms in his blog, One Teacher's Perspective. Let's say Governor Walker is not recalled and this $800 million funding cut to public schools stays in place. In your opinion, how long can schools keep it together? How long until they really start to go downhill?
Not long. I hate to be so pessimistic, and I hate to put all of our eggs in one basket with this recall, but it has come to that. And not only just from the financial end of trying to tape it back together, it's also the morale. And the morale is important as much as the funding. A successful opposition to the recall by Governor Walker will just deflate those of us trying to keep it together. You could tell I'm being very emotional about it. It will be devastating. And I don't know how I'll catch my breath if that's to occur.
Do you ever think of leaving the profession?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's probably not a week that goes by that my wife and I aren't looking at options and ways that I could spruce up my resume and look at alternatives. It's not something that I want to do. I think I was intended to be a teacher, but I also have a family, and the emotional toll as well as the financial toll. It can be too much, and it can be very unhealthy, and I'm not going to stay in that state. And so I don't know where I'll land, but I will consider many options.
Has this past year kind of, I guess, opened your eyes politically? I mean, you're a teacher, not a politician, and suddenly a lot of people, I think, are paying really close attention to what's happening politically in this state and across the country.
Yeah, it has changed me. I've become much more active. I keep reminding people that I've never canvassed for any candidate. I've never spent, donated significant sums of my income to an effort before and until now. And this has really moved me to be much more in an activist role. And it's not a state that I want to stay in. I think I recognize that we can't fall asleep like some of us kind of did prior to Governor Walker's election. But we need to be, not completely in this activist role all the time. It's not what I'm intended to do. I'm intended to be a teacher, and I'd like to spend more time addressing my profession.
What's your hope for Wisconsin? I mean, in a best-case scenario, what needs to happen to bring us back?
Yeah, as I said, I think that it is coming down to there has to be the recall. I don't see how we right ourselves without it. But, of course, after that, this will be a very tough road for, after a successful recall, it'll be a tough road for those of us that have been supporting it. And we're going to have to change the tone. And that involves conceding some things that maybe we don't feel is 100% correct, but maybe necessary to show that we can work together with Republican friends and Democratic friends.
Janesville High School teacher Steve Streaker, I appreciate your taking the time to share your thoughts and your struggles of the past year with me.
Thanks as always, Amy.